Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Hawks did something last night nobody expected. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We get a Georgia boy, Mike, literally a Georgia boy.
Yeah, man, it was funny last night. Some people in this town, Chris Thomas, were very grumpus when we found out that the Hawks were going to, in fact, trade the 13th pick to the Fly Pelican, as Tony Montana would say. It was actually a flamingo. He called it a pelican. But anyway, the idea that you're going to grab an unprotected pick, there's two of those, whichever one is the worst, or in this case, the better for us, between the Bucks pick and their initial pick, we're going to have a potential top six pick if the Pelicans stink like we think they're going to stink next year. You know, and maybe worse. And remember, no Dame Lillard for the Bucks. So who knows where that goes if Giannis flies the goop in Milwaukee. So we get that pick. And at the again, I was a little disappointed, too, because we had handicapped all day what we're going to do at 13. But the guy that we had talked about, some of those big names, and there was a run on big men, Carl. A lot of centers all kind of went in a row. And I guess that was New Orleans' motivation for basically getting fleeced. That's the phrase I'm seeing, fleeced, robbed, abused. Falcons stole it. Hey, we'll take it. But the fact that Asa Newell is there, you're going to have your cake and eat it too at 23. A guy that, yes, is he technically ready for the NBA? Probably not. But he's got tremendous energy. The guy he's got athleticism up the yin-yang. Great attitude. Stoked to be here. And you know, one thing he does have, Carl, he scores. 15 and a half points. He had some 20-point games down the stretch for the Dogs.
Yeah, look, there were times last year I thought they should have fed him more, to be honest with you. But college is not the NBA. And his game translates to the NBA, yes. But he's got to find his role with this team. And Quinn Snyder is going to be tasked with that. But I like the pick, guys, and I think we did a really good job. Big shout-out to Ansi Saleh, who is the guy that drafted him last night. We talked to our general manager yesterday. And again, I asked him as we started the interview because we had heard his name pronounced 800 million ways. And that is how you say it. But with that said, Mike, he's off to a great start. I want you to hear Asa talk about what he brings to the team.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of contagious energy on the offensive side and the defensive side. I'm elite at rim running, spacing the floor with my three-point shot, and also being able to guard multiple positions. I can take a smaller defender in the post and, you know, take a larger matchup off the dribble.
Running the floor, you know, we're getting the transition. That's why I'm excited to see he can learn from Porzingis. And if Porzingis is only here 1 year, he's part of, you know, what we heard from the general manager yesterday. You know, it's going to be a process. I still don't eliminate from, I don't know, from you or me, and maybe the rest of the audience doesn't want to hear this, I still think there's a possibility they don't give Trey that big contract.
Well, look, it's more
than, or if Trey opts out.
It's more than a possibility. Look, I feel like that decision, to be honest with you, has been made.
And you were positioned now for a good – now, we don't know exactly how the point guards will play out, but just to dovetail what you're talking about, we're kind of in a position to perhaps address that in the draft next year.
Well, you've given yourself some flexibility. You know, the term soft reset, because you're still viable, but you're not terrible, right? You still have some really good players and some star power, and maybe –
that fans want to see, yeah.
Correct, that fans want to watch, and you're still going to be competitive, but you're not terrible. And so when I say soft reset, that's what I mean. There's two ways to do it, guys. You completely say, We don't care what the team looks like. We're going to win 14, 20 games next year, maybe the next year, and we're going to draft and acquire picks. They're not doing that. Mm-hmm. They're still trying to be competitive. And so, look, I don't want to look that far down the road, Mike. I really want to say, what can this team do next year, and is it the team that can be a top four seed in the Eastern Conference with Trey? Here's the kicker, guys. If Trey plays well, which he has, he ain't got the credit because the team hadn't been good and we've been in the play-in. He's been good. He's been making the right decisions. But, Mike, if he plays well, it increases his trade viability for the Hawks to potentially move him. Right. It's not as if we're going into this season and wanting Trey to be bad. He needs to be the Trey Young that he's been. Maybe he's better because the pieces around him. All of a sudden, he becomes more of an attractive piece.
Now, again, depending on what we're going to do, and we had a big discussion earlier in the show, you could rewind to the 3 o'clock hour and discuss, you know, you want to back up, you know, Trey's, or do you want to have that heir apparent for Trey? That's another thing. I mean, Josh Giddey's going to be out there, unrestricted free agent from the Bulls, who really started to cook when LaVine was traded. We talked earlier about other names like Tyus Jones, be a solid backup for Trey, so there's never any letdown when he's off the floor. And it seems like, not that the Hawks are like lukewarm on Bufkin, but it sure sounds like guys who cover the league feel like that's our next step. That, you know, more bench shooting. Caris LeVert, I still think, has got to be retained. So we'll see how they spend that money. But I think if you are new to Atlanta, or if you're just a veteran Hawks fan who's been miserable over the years, you know, Ansi Salé did some really good things this week. I know Porzingis, the health concerns are there. I know yesterday I totally undersold the rim protection because I was more focused on what he did in that Knicks series. But he's still a guy that you know, he blocks shots. He can do what the big man does and pop for the three-point shot. So that element is there. And now we're just waiting to see how we fill in some of the other pieces. But you're right. They can go and be competitive. It may be a soft reset. And now it's a matter of how they play. And by the way, now you get better pieces, Quinn Snyder. Do some coaching.
Wow. Yeah, listen, if the team is better, that's when we start to really judge the coach, right? For me.
Right.
That's how I feel. That's what I've always said. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's hear from Asa Newell about the pre-draft meetings with the Hawks, guys. Because this is the part where you go, did you know they were going to draft you? What's the deal? Here's what he said.
Yeah, I was really good. I knew they were really excited about me, you know, going into the workouts and the meetings and, you know, the interviews. I always had a good feeling about Atlanta and, you know, I really killed my workout. So it's not really, you know, a surprise to me because I know I put the work in.
That's funny. I killed it.
Yeah. I destroyed it. Hey, by the way, if we said this, man, nothing wrong with having confidence, right?
No.
Confidence is a good thing. You know, now don't be a punk. Don't be what Ace Bailey was doing this leading up to the draft and subsequently after the draft.
Do you think he went to a good spot, by the way? I mean, he goes to Utah. I don't think he wanted to go to Utah.
Well, you know, I got to be honest. I was going to save this for Clear My Throat, but I'll throw it in now. You know, it's not like it was in the old days when you knew the first two dozen players. You knew everybody coming out because they stuck around for 3 years in college. And the NFL nails it. These guys really need to think about readdressing. We'll talk to Steve Koonin about, why don't you just have free agency then have your draft, and then your draft TV show won't suck. Mm. And also get it off ESPN. It'll suck less. But if you watch, you know, Ace Bailey would like this. You're going to the NBA as a top five pick, and you literally look like you were told that you're going to jail. And then conversely, or similarly, I should say, Colin Murray Boyles, him and his girlfriend's like, we're going to Toronto. It's like the New York City of Canada. It's a really nice place.
It is.
And this guy's literally going, he drops an F-bomb when he finds out he gets drafted by the Raptors. So if you're an old guy, and research shows that men 55 and older of a certain segment don't really enjoy the NBA as much, and you try to win over some fans, to see guys act like this privilege is now a burden doesn't really sell the NBA to some folks, if I'm honest.
It's a valid point. Look, I don't know if it's entitlement. If guys feel like, to your point, that they've got enough clout to choose where they want to go, which doesn't happen.
When 99% of the casual fans has no idea who anyone is other than Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And you know what? Dom is right. I hope your dad's listening. Dom said it's NIL money, Mike. All these guys have already been paid. A lot of these guys have already made some money, so they're feeling themselves.
Three other letters. AAU. I mean, those guys get their butts kissed from the time they're 12. So, I mean, look, I know there's always, for the one AAU coach out there who's listening who actually does it right, teaches defense, Carl, and a mid-range jumper, to you I say mazel tov. But I just don't know. A lot of this AAU stuff just kind of continues and breeds through the Calipari experience or wherever they went to school and out of the NBA.
The good news is we're in a good spot. And that's the main thing we need to take from last night. Tonight, by the way, is round two. I don't think we do anything. That's just me.
We don't have – now, you could always find a way. You know, you'll move something from a future second or whatever. There's a way to do it. Move a piece. We still have Mo Gay, by the way. Mo Gay going to be on this roster?
Listen, Mo Gay has some. Here's the deal. You asked Mo Gay to start last year at the end of the year where he was getting a lot more run in minutes than he needed to.
Right.
Capella was not playing, right? Double O was out of position to many people's thoughts, or at least, you know, he was playing five. He should have been a four. Either way, Mike, I like Mo Gay's
upside.
He can shoot the three, and he is a shot blocker and a rim protector. I think that that's what's going to make this competition at camp, when we get there in September, interesting for the Hawks to see. You got a variety of bigs. How do you intermix these guys? And here's the big thing about the NBA. We saw this in the finals. You got to be able to go small and big.
Right.
You gotta, and your bigs have to be able to play against these small guys. Mo can do that. He can guard pretty much everybody but a point guard. So I don't know what his future holds, but and he's another guy that just started playing basketball. A lot of
right.
these guys.
Late bloomer.
Yeah, man. You pick up the ball at 14, 15 years old, and all of a sudden you find yourself in the NBA at 20. You know, it's kind of weird, but he's got a lot of upside. Hey, man, as we get ready to head out, Chris has got the night show. Stay there. He's got you covered. A lot more on the NBA draft tonight and what the Hawks did last night. We got to give a big shout-out to Jermaine Dupri, T.I., and Young Dro. Again, that interview is online. They stopped in studio. An incredible docuseries coming out on Stars in August called Magic City and American Fantasy. Mm. And from the looks of it, it's going to be really good. They're putting together a soundtrack for this, but also I think JD is one of the executive producers. Very good stuff from those guys who stopped by today, and also all of our other guests. All right, man. Dom, we got to get out of here, man. We got to clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9.
Oh!
The Game.
Hey, thanks to Rod Beard, AJC, Mike. Stopped in, did an excellent job. He's new to town. He's handling all the sports editor jobs. Or duty, should I say, over at the AJC. Yeah. You said they're right across the street. They moved, huh?
Literally right across the street, because when BA comes over to jump on Andy Randy from Dog Nation coming right across. But it's cool because Rod had the Motown experience and how the Pistons turned things around, what's going on with the Lions, and now covering the Falcons and everybody else here in town.
Hey, man, Grant McCauley stopped by as well. What do the Braves do? They win this series tonight?
Well, again, Grant Holmes, do not let Soto and everybody else hit the ball out of the park, man. You know, all of a sudden McNeil's now getting hot.
It could get ugly quick. You're right about that. All right, we're talking about that and much more tomorrow. It's we're getting ready for the weekend, man. Make sure you're here. 2 o'clock. We got a lot to chop up. Day-Day, great job, Dominator, and good to talk to your dad, Mike. Thank you for listening. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, whatever happened to just using an escort service? I'm talking about Justin Tucker. NFL drops a 10-game suspension. Not that anybody's going to sign him because, in addition to having some really icky stuff in his personal life, not judging. You do what you do. But again, no criminal suits, but civil suits aplenty. The fact that he was engaged with some funky stuff with masseuses that weren't expecting him to do some of the stuff that Deshaun Watson was alleged to have done. But, I mean, just, you know, if you want to get your freaky flag on, just hire someone who's a professional. And then there's an understanding of what you're going to get. The service is rendered. The service is paid for. Guy was a real pillar of the community, and now his name is Mud.
How many games did Florida State win last year, Mike?
That's two.
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 Guys, Florida State hasn't finalized revenue-sharing contracts for all of its players yet.
Yes, I saw that today. Carl, why do you have to bring that up?
Because I think it's important. While some top transfers have received upfront payments before July 1st, which is the official date, others are still waiting at Florida State. Many are saying something fishy is...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
going on
with
their revenue sharing contracts. It's raising eyebrows. Agents around the industry are saying, what's going on down there at Florida State? The season hasn't even started yet, and this sounds like it's going to be a mess.
Hey, by the way, anybody need two for the Alabama game?
Okay, would you stop it? Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
your coach is an idiot.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.